Let us look at a question. Why does God not always answer our requests? Let's try and find out Padre Pio's reply. Hello, I'm Edward Urban, and on this YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, we investigate the life of the Capuchin monk and miracle worker whose intercession is still powerful today. So if you, or a family member, or a friend is in need of help, of his help or intercession, then do follow this channel. And we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. If you are new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. But the best way to join our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your mass prayer intentions. Just follow the video at the end. At times in San Giovanni Rotondo, one would hear someone say, somewhere between surprise and a little bit of complaint, I make all my prayers painstakingly and with a lot of faith, with strong faith, but Padre Pio does not obtain for me the graces that I ask. Well, Brother Daniela Natale recounts a similar story, a similar case, in which the saint indicated with a finger towards heaven, pointing towards heaven, and said, everything depends on him. Ultimately, of course, it does. So we can pray as much as we want, but it has to be in alignment with what God wants. So this answer of Padre Pio's leads us to understand the following, that something, even if it is good, cannot be granted by our Lord if it is contrary to the designs of providence. We don't know what providence plans are often, perhaps in one direction, and now we ask in something in a different direction. Is he going to answer? We know of an example, a case from Padre Pio's own life. That Padre Pio had a particular illness when he was still a young friar. He had just joined the Franciscans, but this illness forced him to live outside of the Franciscan community with his family, so that he's away from the monastery. And this caused Padre Pio intense suffering in a sense. The superiors did everything that they could for Padre Pio to be able to stay in the monastery, but the result was always the same. His illness became just much, much worse. So from Rome, they received the answer, or the advice rather, that Padre Pio should become a diocesan priest. However, even this hypothesis equated in Padre Pio's mind to the notion of death. So Padre Pio knew he had to be a Franciscan, but at the same time it just seemed impossible and anything else was out of the question for him. So he was clever. What did he do? He went to Our Lady to petition her to be able to live according to the rule in the community like all the other brothers. How did she answer? The Blessed Virgin, who had always shown the most delicate care for the son, faced with these insistent and persistent pleas, as a sign of dissent, lowered her gaze, or even failed to show her beautiful face to Padre Pio. That also shows Padre Pio's spiritual awareness. He could see Our Lady no longer gazing at him. The blessing had been lifted. It disappeared. It was clear that what Padre Pio was asking did not correspond to the designs of God. That's the only explanation. As it happened at times, people, even after petitioning God and Padre Pio for the cure of a loved one, had to face death instead. Thus, disappointed, feeling let down, some of them would turn away from God. They would no longer pray, or on Sundays they would cease to go to church and participate in the Holy Eucharist. But why this, they would ask. So staying on this topic, Padre Pio gave some specific advice. We all have a duty to care for ourselves, because health is actually an asset that must be guarded and protected. We know that God has given man intelligence and the ability so that medicine can often cure and heal a disease. But the saints always reminded us that it is ultimately in the hands of God. Now, once there was this case, an Italiano, Roppa de Biella, went to St. Giovanni Rotondo and on meeting Padre Pio complained that he was not feeling well. And the treatments he was undergoing were not working. They were not giving the results that were required. Of course, Padre Pio listened carefully and then said, "Remember that doctors and medication only work when the Eternal Father desires." This answer of Padre Pio's helps us to understand that if He who loves us, for whom absolutely everything is possible, and if we persistently request and He does not intervene, then it means that health is not always for the good, just as disease is not always bad. So in fact, there's this middle path, so to speak. And we can look at this example. There can be good in suffering. How, we may ask, we'll look at our Lord Jesus Christ suffering on the cross. And what did He attain was our salvation, the forgiveness of our sins. One day in church, Enzo Bertani presented to Padre Pio two desperate people. They were devastated people, a mother and a father, the parents of a young child who had passed away recently. They saw Padre Pio and they expressed their complaints to the saint of the death of their young son, complaining it was a terrible, terrible punishment from God. Padre Pio, understanding this very difficult trial imposed on them, he desired to comfort them and assured them that their son was actually in paradise. And then on the way back to the convent, Enzo continued on the same theme. But Padre Pio replied, "You do not know what the Lord saved them from." So perhaps there was something much worse if he hadn't died then. In another situation, still talking to Enzo about these painful situations, Padre Pio said, "We see what affects us, but we don't see what the Lord spares us, on the other hand." There was a sister, Vincenza Tremigliosi, and she tells us, "My sister Anna attended the nursing school in Naples, and they liked her so much and she did so well that she decided to stay on in Naples to work. After 2 years, Padre Pio called her to San Giovanni Rotondo to come and work at their new hospital, the Casa Sollieva della Sofferenza. And it had recently opened, so he needed people to work there. He called her to work, you know, close by. She was just 22 years old at the time. After 2 years working in Gorgona, the Asian flu epidemic hit, and she fell ill. She stayed in bed a few days, and then she got up. She went back to work. The illness returned, and contrary to all the predictions of the doctors, she passed away. She died. All of us in the family were very distressed and disoriented by this whole incident." She says that her mom had practically reached the end of her tether, and she watched these scenes unfold and felt absolutely decimated herself, unable to help. When she was on her way one morning, Padre Pio asked Sister Lucella, "Where is Sister Vincenza?" "In the convent," she replied. The saint then said, "Please call her here." So she says, Sister Vincenza says, "I ran to the church and approached the confessional, and Padre Pio took my face in his hands and said, 'Where do you think your sister is?' 'In paradise, and we sent her there.'" So that was the result of her coming to work at the hospital, even though it looked so tragic. After a brief pause, Padre Pio added, speaking very carefully this time, "Who knows what other end it might have taken? We don't know." And with these few words, Padre Pio had opened in her soul a window to understand the mysteries of God, the mysteries of the intentions that God has for us. "I have often repeated," she says, "who knows what end my sister would have taken if she had stayed in Naples." A great peace gradually filled her soul. So just to bring the ideas together, as we saw Padre Pio doing, we must always ask God and we must always petition Him without stopping, always as much faith as possible and hoping by all means. But if He still does not answer as we wish, then we have to accept His greater plans. even if it is a very painful cross for us to bear. On top here, we have our most popular video, and just directly below, a video selected specially for you. And if you have not enrolled your Mass Pre-Intentions, then click the video that will appear here.